Remember how I said Chris was not hot?
Yeah.
He's a real pretty crier.
I wrote that down too. He is a gorgeous crier.
A gorgeous crier. And then I just started him like us. We would get together. We'd have like three or four beers. He would start talking to me about something painful. It's like he lost a sports game, but the buzzer went and he didn't make the shot. He'd start crying. And then I put his head on my shoulder and I just rub his head and then I'd suck his dick. I'm into it now.
I knew we'd get there. That crying. Y'all, that's crying you pay for.
That was gorgeous.
That's like, I got sent away to a film academy to learn to cry.
The Meryl Streep School.
Boy. She did it.
Turn on Timey.
Oh, yeah, I need to. Timey, you're our only hope. Oh, that was something.
I'm into it now. Don't know what that says about me.
And guess what, y'all? Johnny's having second thoughts because you knew she would.
You knew she
I clocked it. I mean, something about her is,
oof. Well, she wants to be wanted.
It's more than that.
She does.
It's more than that.
Yeah.
She's choosing patterns.
That we say that people, we've never said that actually on Love is Blind, but y'all, we've said it on 90 Day. Reason that people don't choose what they want. They choose a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult.
Choose what's familiar.
Yeah, it's really hard to choose outside of that familiarity. Yeah. I can't say that
familiarity.
Word. Merry Millions. Oh, Merry Millions, come back.
Come back.
This is the...
I was too young quoting that as a kid. Were you a little kid and you go,
come back.
What is that?
Shut up.
What?
You know what movie that's from.
No. Can you tell me? That it's a common phrase.
No. It's not. I even extended my hand out the way she did, making fun of her. When Dorothy is crying in the crystal ball going, come back. And the witch walks in and goes, come back.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah. Sorry.
I guess you didn't quote The Wizard of Oz when you were a little boy.
How dare you slander me in this way?
Just me.
We used to watch it every Christmas because it would come on around Christmas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It would sometimes be like at my father's family's Christmas gathering. Mm. And I would, the TV would be on in the kitchen. And I'd be in there with the women watching the Wizard of Oz while the men talked.
That sounds lovely. I would have loved that Thanksgiving and Christmas. Loved it.
Yeah, I like to be in the kitchen with the women.
I will say.
I was a kitchen boy.
So was
I. Come at us if you were a kitchen boy.
And if you've come at us if you got a kitchen boy.
Or if you got a little kitchen boy.
Then y'all know what that means.
Not always. But it's a good chance.
There's something about.
Oh, kitchen boys.
I just saw that some other TV service that I'm using now is going to get raised itself like $9 more a month. And I'm like.
Thieves.
I think it would be cheaper for me to get cable again. I really kind of think so.
And then you mean your streaming services?
Yes. Yeah. And then I got to thinking, well, how sad. We don't have really these television events anymore. I mean, we have Love is Blind. Or we have a Netflix binge.
The only reason I still have cable is, let me tell you why. So when it's what I call... I'm done for the day, or I'm just like, I need something to let my mind go.
Mm-hmm.
I can turn on the TV and go around to a couple of channels because sometimes I don't want to make an event. I don't want to choose.